It's Word Stage, a celebration of the fascinating world of storytelling, featuring the very best storytellers and spoken word artists. Doug Elliott is a naturalist, storyteller, wild food forager, and backcountry guide. He has performed at festivals, museums, and schools from Canada to the Caribbean. He has been featured at the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee. In this story, Doug teaches us how to talk to a doodlebug.
Well, one time I went over to visit my old buddy Theron. Now, Theron's an old mountain farmer, and when I found him, he was up beside his barn. Under the overhang of that barn roof, there was a dry, sandy area. Well, Theron looked over at me with a twinkle in his eye and said, "How much you give me if I can call a bug out of his hole?" "Call a bug out of his hole? I can do it, buddy. I can call a bug out of his hole. Just by talking to it, buddy, I can do it. How much you give me if I can call a bug out of his hole?" Well, he had my interest. I said, "I'll give you anything you want. I just want to see you do it." "Well, I can do it, buddy. You just come on. I'll show you." Now, Theron's sort of a tall, lanky fella. And he's quite a striking figure, especially when he's wearing his floppy felt hat like he was that day with the crow feather stuck in the hat band. Well, he hitched up his britches and got down on his hands and knees and put his mouth right down close to the ground. And there in the sand, I noticed there were all these little cone-shaped depressions. And Theron had his mouth right over the top of one of those little craters, and he started saying, "Doodlebug, doodlebug, fly away home, your house is on fire, your children get burnt. Doodlebug, doodlebug, fly away home, your house is on fire, your children get burnt." "Now I can do it, buddy. I can do it. You just watch. Doodlebug, doodlebug, fly away home, your house is on fire, your children get burnt. Doodlebug, doodlebug, fly away home, your house is on fire, your children get burnt. Doodlebug, doodlebug, fly away home, your house is on fire, your children get burnt." Well, I just kept watching. "Doodlebug, doodlebug, fly away home, your house is on fire, your children get burnt." Then all of a sudden, right there in the bottom of that little crater, I saw something move. Something at the bottom of that little pit was flicking sand. And then I saw its head flicking back and forth. It had two big jaws. "Doodlebug, doodlebug, fly away home, your house is on fire, your children get burnt." And then that little bug just crawled up out of the sand and kept twisting its head all around. And Theron looked up proudly and said, "Now that there's a doodlebug." And I called him out of his hole. "Now what'll you give me?" I said, "Theron, you can name your price, buddy. That's as good a show as I'd ever want to see." Now, what he had there was an antlion. They call them doodlebugs because they make a little trail in the sand that looks like somebody was doodling. And they're called antlions because they catch and eat ants. And what they do is make these little crater-like pit traps in the dry sand, and they wait down at the bottom of the pit buried in the sand. And when an ant comes walking along and slips into the trap, the antlion starts flicking its head all around, and all that disturbance at the bottom of the pit will make a miniature landslide, and that will cause the ant to slide down to the bottom of the pit into the jagged jaws of the antlion. Now, it was probably Theron's breath or maybe the vibrations of his voice that disturbed the sand and confused the antlion and caused it to show itself. Well, I said, "Theron, now how'd you learn to do that?" He said, "We learned to do that when we was kids. You know, we didn't have no TV and a lot of toys like kids do now. So we just made our own fun and games of what was around us. When I was a kid, that was just what we did.
When I was a kid, this is what I did just to pass the time away. I looked all around until I found a doodle, and then I'd say, hey, doodle, doodle, hop a bug. Hey, doodle, doodle, hop a bug. That doodle bug hop up and jump all around and doodle back in the ground. What a pleasure to me it was to see that doodle coming out. I'd squat right down and watch the little clown just twist his head about. Hey, doodle, doodle, hop a bug. Hey, doodle, doodle, hop a bug. That doodle bug hop up and jump all around and doodle back in the ground. I don't know why to a doodle I'd lie, but this is what I'd say. Your house is afire, your children are crying, you better come out this way. Hey, doodle, doodle, hop a bug. Hey, doodle, doodle, hop a bug. That doodle bug hop up and jump all around and doodle back in the ground.